Welcome to episode 4 of 100 Days of Data. I'm Jonas, an AI professor, here to explore the foundations of data in AI with you.
And I, Amy, an AI consultant, excited to bring these concepts to life with stories and practical insights. Glad you're joining us.
From clay tablets to cloud databases, data has always been with us.
It's amazing when you think about it. Data isn't some modern invention. It's been part of human history for thousands of years.
Exactly, Amy. Before we dive into how we store and use data today, it's helpful to reflect on this long journey. The history of data begins with the very first ways humans captured and passed information.
And those earlier forms were pretty tangible, right? Like making marks on stones or clay?
Yes, the earliest known data storage method was around 5,000 years ago with cuneiform script on clay tablets in ancient Mesopotamia. People used these tablets to record trade transactions, inventories, and laws. It was a practical way to keep track of information important for governance and economy.
That's so relatable for businesses even today. Keeping track of what you have, what you owe, who you pay. I once worked with a manufacturing client who is now digitizing their century-old paper inventory records to integrate with AI forecasting tools. It's a modern twist on the same purpose.
Great example. Those early records were the foundation for data as evidence, a reliable way to store facts and ensure accountability.
And I imagine those clay tablets were heavy and not exactly easy to share.
Right. Physical durability came at the cost of portability and scalability. That limitation led to new methods over time, like papyrus in Egypt, parchment in medieval Europe, and eventually printed books. Each advance made data more accessible and easier to distribute.
Accessibility is key. In the business world, data siloed in hard-to-reach places can be a real bottleneck. So it makes sense that through history, humans kept finding better ways to store and share information.
Precisely. Fast forward to the 19th century, and we see another milestone. Punched cards, developed by Hermann Hollerith for the 1890 U.S. Census. This was one of the first examples of encoding data for machine processing.
That's interesting because it's like the dawn of digital data, where information was translated into a format computers could understand. I've worked with logistics firms who still find ways to automate old processes. And this punch card story reminds me how foundational even simple automation is.
The evolution of data storage really accelerated in the 20th century. Magnetic tape, floppy disks, and hard drives all improved capacity and speed. But the real game changer was the invention of relational databases in the 1970s.
I've seen firsthand how relational databases transformed industries. One healthcare client migrated patient records from paper to a relational database system. That alone reduced errors and made it possible to analyze treatment outcomes effectively.
Exactly. The relational model introduced structure, organizing data into tables with defined relationships. That structure allowed more complex queries, reporting, and data integration.
But I guess structured data isn't only part of the story, right? A lot of data today isn't so neatly organized.
That's true. As digital data volumes exploded with the internet, social media, and IoT devices, a huge volume of semi-structured and unstructured data emerged. Think emails, images, videos, sensor data. This complexity pushed innovations in data storage and processing.
And that's where big data technologies like Hadoop and NoSQL databases come in. I recall a retail client using those tools to analyze customer behavior from social media and purchase history, which traditional databases couldn't handle efficiently.
Exactly. These newer systems provide flexibility and scalability, making it possible to manage data at unprecedented volumes. Then came cloud storage, which changed everything by making vast, elastic storage accessible on demand.
The clouds definitely reshaped how companies think about data. no longer needing huge upfront investments or worrying about hardware limitations means faster innovation. I recently helped a startup move all their data to the cloud, allowing them to experiment with AI models they never could have before.
It's a huge democratization of data. The cloud also introduced managed databases, data lakes, and now even serverless databases, simplifying data infrastructure management.
So when we look from clay tablets to cloud databases, it's a story of increasing capacity, accessibility, and complexity.
And along with that, the ways we think about data have changed. Early data was simply a static record. Now it's a dynamic asset, fueling real-time decisions, predictive models, and automation.
That's a powerful shift. I think many business leaders are realizing data isn't just a byproduct of operations. It's a strategic resource that needs careful handling.
Handling is the key word. While storage technology evolved, so did concerns about data accuracy, security, and privacy. These concerns have shaped data governance frameworks over the past decades.
And those frameworks are real business challenges everyone faces today. I've guided clients through GDPR compliance and data ethics discussions where understanding the history and evolution of data helped them appreciate why these rules matter.
Understanding this history helps explain why modern AI depends heavily on data quality, data management practices, and innovations in data storage.
Before we wrap up, it's worth mentioning that data's history isn't just technology. It's also human behavior, the desire to record, learn from experience, and communicate universally drives data's evolution.
Well said. Data has always been a way humans extend memory and understanding, from shepherd's marks to machine learning data sets.
And it's that reminder that as business professionals, your role is to harness data thoughtfully, fully aware of its journey and potential.
To summarize our key takeaway, data's history is a story of incremental innovation in capturing, storing, and using information, from physical marks on clay to sophisticated cloud systems, all driven by human needs.
And from a practical side, knowing this history helps you appreciate why managing data well is essential for reliable AI and business success. Treat data as the invaluable asset it is.
Next episode, we'll dive into data quality, what makes data good or bad, and why that matters so much for AI outcomes.
If you're enjoying this, please like or rate us 5 stars in your podcast app. We'd love to hear your questions or comments. Some might even be featured in upcoming episodes.
Until tomorrow, stay curious, stay data-driven.